particularly in the summertime, what could we have here that would cause those people to stop and visit an attraction and spend money beyond what we already have? We think we've got good reasons for them to stop now, but what else could we add to it?
Star bonds can be a powerful tool for economic development. Grow Hayes Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to explain star bonds on this episode of the Post Podcast.
They're a program that the state of Kansas came out with a number of years ago. It stands for, as always, the state of Kansas has acronyms for everything, and it stands for sales tax and revenue. And they're designed to promote tourism for the most part. What happens is a community wants to do a star bond project. They identify a tourism type event or something of that nature, like in Kansas City, the Legends and the Speedway and that type of thing are in a star bond district. But with that comes a lot of retail and things. And what happens is the state, and in most cases, the local taxing entities, the city, the county, those type of people, they forego their sales tax that is created out of that district for a period of time to pay for the infrastructure and things that are needed to build that event. And the guidelines are that at least 20% of the revenue needs to be generated by people from out of state, and 30% needs to be generated from people coming from more than 100 miles away. Not exactly sure how they really track all that, but that is the objective of the district. The Department of Commerce has to agree to it and agree to the project and that type of thing. And in Western Kansas, we have seen it in Salina. Their downtown district is a star bond district. In Dodge City, their Boot Hill district is a star bond district. And in Garden City, their Shulman's Crossing, where they have an aquatic park and that kind of thing, is a star bond district. And we would love to do one here. We say all the time that one of our great resources in our community is this interstate highway that goes by, and anywhere from 15 to 20,000 travelers a day pass by our community, particularly in the summertime. What could we have here that would cause those people to stop and visit an attraction and spend money beyond what we already have? We think we've got good reasons for them to stop now, but what else could we add to it? So that's the way a star bond works. We've looked at various aspects, various events, and that type of thing, and we continue to do so.
Excellent. You know, I know in the past we've talked a little bit about potential development at the interstate intersection up, I'm terrible at directions, but east of Hayes, the east one.
Commerce Parkway.
Commerce Parkway. Mm-hmm. Any potential for using something like that there?
There is. We have talked to a couple of developers about a development there. One of the events was a tall structure, and we discovered that that's in the flight path into the airport, and so you can't have anything over, I think it's 55 feet tall in this flight path, so that particular attraction would not work there. We've looked at it for another couple of locations, the Vine Street exit as well as the west exit 157. The key is to find the right event that will draw people in. And you can actually do what they call a bifurcated star bond district. So that basically you split it up. So another thought that just has gone through my mind, at least, and others is, is there a way to incorporate the aquatic park, the a downtown stage project in South Hayes, along with an event type thing up in the north part of Hayes, you know, something like that. But at the end of the day, you need sales tax revenue to drive the repayment of these bonds. Sales tax revenue or revenues from ticket sales and that type of thing that might come out of that, a percentage of those. But, Jeff and I have talked about skateboard park and different things like that. You know, all of those things would be possible if you can figure out how they would draw enough people to a community.
Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned the potential stage project. I know this has been a thing kind of on everybody's lips now for years, but I think about an event like, let's say, Wild West Fest that just happened. If a stage were built and an organization like Wild West Fest could use it, then do you think that would open up other potential events of that same nature that could be combined to make a star bond work?
Certainly. I mean, it would have to in order to be able to pay for it. But that would be your intent, is that you would not only have the Wild West Fest, but you would have other events throughout the year going on an outdoor stage. You would maybe be able to expand an aquatic park and do some things down there, downtown with the Fox and that type of thing, you know, events that could take place down there. So there's a lot of possibilities there, and you can see it if you look at Salina. You know, they've done a lot of things in their downtown, obviously, with the car museum and the bowling alley and the nice hotel and things they have down there. A lot of these things could be incorporated into a Starbond district. So it's really a matter of let your imagination run wild, but also figure out how you're going to pay for these bonds.
Excellent. Well, Doug, we've got less than a minute left. I wonder if we want to use that to talk about anything going on down at Brief Space.
Well, we've got our fifth anniversary coming up. I believe it's on August the 9th. We're having a little open house, and we're going to celebrate our fifth anniversary. Hard to believe that we've been down there 5 years, but we have. So we would invite anybody down that wants to come to that. I think it's August 9th. I'll double-check that date so we can talk about it next week and make sure that I haven't told everybody the wrong date. But we'd love to have everybody down for that anniversary celebration.
Excellent. You know I'll be there.
I know you will.